This is IGN.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
A memorable story offset by wonky combat. This is your IGN review of Banishers, Ghosts of New Eden by Travis Northrup. In a sea of sequels, Banishers, Ghosts of New Eden has a wonderfully fresh story to tell. I didn't know I wanted to play as a ghost-hunting detective in a supernatural alternate reality version of 1600s America, but developer Don't Nod provides such a compelling mix of death, drama, and romance, it made me wonder why no one had tried this sooner. It mostly sticks the landing with the things it tries beyond that story as well, from the excellent concept of swapping between your living and spectral protagonists to its absolutely stellar investigation mechanics. That said, other parts of Banishers aren't as original, borrowing the bulk of its structure from plenty of action-adventure games before it, but with stiff and repetitive combat that can't stand up to those inspirations. Even still, for those in favor of weird games brimming with heartbreak and ectoplasm alike, there's a lot to enjoy here. As with a lot of games like it, Banishers does suffer from some pacing issues. There's a lot of repeated story beats where our heroes retread the same ground as they process their grief and discuss their dilemma, and you'll be asked to crawl through dark places, climb mountainsides, and wait in extremely slow elevators while your characters talk about how much of a bummer death is. Thankfully, most of the time the writing is good enough to justify that pace, but I'll admit I started to zone out by the 11th or 12th time I had to hear them chat about spectral webs. There are also lots of little unnecessary pauses that become tiresome, like how after every time you rest at a campfire to level up or use a fast travel point, your characters stare at one another lovingly for a few seconds before finally rising to their feet. There were several occasions where I'd sit through that only to realize I'd fast traveled to the wrong campfire and have to go back and watch it again. Combat in this game definitely has some hiccups, as controlling your characters often feels pretty clunky. Movement can be sluggish or downright unresponsive as you get caught on the smallest things when you roll around. Sometimes the camera can also move in erratic ways, especially when it's trying to focus on something with Banisher's hit-or-miss lock-on system. I was playing on the hardest difficulty and died on more than one occasion when the lock-on system wouldn't do its thing or would bizarrely point the camera in the opposite direction of the enemy. It's still enjoyable to take on armies of apparitions, but combat is definitely missing a certain level of polish that can be pretty frustrating. Enemy variety also became painfully scarce less than halfway through the roughly 30 hours it took me to complete the story, as there's only a handful of enemy types that are added far too slowly to keep combat fresh. Wolves, which are introduced right at the beginning, became especially tiresome when I was still seeing them 20 hours later, and I cannot even begin to describe to you how many of those poor, furry beasts I sent whimpering into the afterlife. That said, most of the monsters in the mix are at least interesting to fight, from specters that dive into corpses of other enemies to reanimate them, to skeletal marksmen who keep their distance and try to take you out with a rifle. I just wish I didn't have to see the same undead faces so often, because by the end, even my favorites had become irritations. Banishers: Ghosts of New Eden is a fun action game with a solid concept and a stellar paranormal investigation system. Its story about struggling to let go of loved ones and death is worth hearing, even when its pacing occasionally gets sluggish and indulgent. The combat system also tries some interesting new things that largely work out, only dragged down by poor enemy variety and wonky controls. Still, swapping between the corporeal and ghostly planes instantaneously is every bit as cool when solving mysteries as it is during fights, and the writing and characters help carry Banishers across its rougher patches. That made saying goodbye to them fittingly difficult, decaying flesh and all. Banisher's Ghosts of New Eden's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on this game and more, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.